Martha and I worked at Fish Creek Ranch for, what, I think, 12, 14 years. And during that time, I rodeoed a little, and I got acquainted with Walt Callahan really well. So we decided to buy his rodeo, and we put the rodeo on in Wilson for 2 years. Well, the fair board decided they wanted to have a rodeo in Jackson, so we decided we'd probably go broke if we didn't move it to Jackson, so we applied for the rodeo in Jackson, and we were the first ones to have a Saturday night rodeo in Jackson, weekly rodeo. And we did that for 14 years, I think.
Quite a few.
We lived at the arena. We had a 4-H group at that time. The last year that I was the leader, we had 50 young kids in it.
She and a few others were charter members of the Teton Barrel Racing Association. They formed it. It's still going.
We started out strictly women. It was our night away. Then once a month, we would have fun night and include our whole families. Everything we did in our life included our kids. They were good workers. They could handle hay. We had one young son, Fred, that could remember every buck and horse when he was young. 7 or 8 years old, could tell us what each horse had done.
Our oldest daughter learned to trick ride. When we had our opening ceremony, why, she would do some trick riding stunts. The hippodrome stand, she stood straight up and ran her horse across the arena and back. And this old pin o' mare that she rode never veered one time without running straight. But if I got on her and rode her on the timber, she'd try to rub me off on every tree. But it was amazing what she got out of that mare there. Martha rode really well herself. I guess Martha's too modest to tell herself, but she was a rodeo queen in Pinedale and queen of the Ogden Pioneer days. And through that, she got invited to go with Coburn and Autry when they used to put on the big rodeo in Madison Square Garden.
Well, Ogden was having their centennial, and they invited about 30 different schools to send a person down to compete for their queen. And Pinedale sent me, and I did win that. And that took me to New York. I was in New York probably the run of the whole rodeo, which was pretty close to 2 months. Then went to Boston and Boston Garden. You know, I was 18, and I'd never been out of Pinedale hardly. I got an education, one. I just grew up. It was great. They don't do this anymore, but back then they had 6 sponsor girls. I was the only one from Wyoming. They flew us all to Fort Worth, and we all met together there. Then we went by train back to New York. My first look at New York was Grand Central Station, and it was pretty awesome. We had a special performance at the gardens for underprivileged children, and that was awesome to me because I had never seen so many poor kids in my life. I didn't miss anything. I don't think I slept 2 hours in New York, but I had a wonderful time.
She has a really neat picture of Jean Autry and herself, and she loaned it to her little nephew, Doug Schubert, to take it to school for show and tell. And he told the class that his aunt was married to this Jean Autry at one time or something.
He was a very, very wonderful person, but raised entirely different than me. My job in Madison Square Garden was we all rode in the grand entry, and then Jean Autry had an act where they put a bonfire out and 6 or 8 long horn steers. That was one of my jobs, was to keep the steers away from him because he did not care much for him. He sang campfire songs and everything, and we just rode and kept the cattle back away from him. He treated me very well.